Hello, and welcome to the Christina Circle Meditation Podcast. My name is Amit. As always, I wish you all the happiness and peace in your life. We are excited to announce that we now have an app where you can access all of our meditations. Please check it out and send us a review. For more information about us or to contribute to the podcast, please visit christinacircle.com. Let's begin.
So, the meditation today is a meditation on gratitude and joy, and it's from a sort of a teacher that I kind of respect, and I read some of his book. You might know is Jack Kornfield, and so he has a very interesting take on the meditation itself and the reason for cultivating gratitude and joy. So I'm going to be mainly leading this. So he has a little bit of, a little background, why it is important. And so, overall, what he mentions is that in all tradition, there's always this culture of being grateful in different traditions, whether it be Native Indians, to what life and earth provides, and to different other traditions. In particular, he was mentioning in Tibet, where they're even grateful for the suffering that they're receiving in life, and basically in a sense that it helped us to awaken to the deepest part of possible compassion and wisdom. So it's part of their daily. So basically, in a sense, what life gives you isn't always, pleasant. But some of the things that are given, can help you grow, maybe, with difficulty at times. So the premise behind it and what he mentions is really that really the goal of spiritual life is joy, and I would say joyful freedom, and that's the way it defines it, And if we're not, in our spiritual practice, if we're not able to travel the path with a joyful freedom to, if we ultimately think of enlightenment, I don't really know, every one of you, if you're at all, aiming for that in the long run, or is this is really something that you don't really, are aiming for, or even being joyful or being happier enough for meditation. So the bottom line is sometime where you get really stuck or held back or even held by our difficulties and challenges. And the fact is, as you progress through a spiritual path, sometimes we put the flashlight on our difficulties as a way to heal. And at the same time, sometimes the flashlight is a little too bright, and it kind of brings some challenges in trying to bring a sort of a lighter heart into the practice. And one way to help with that process is to cultivate gratitude, and through gratitude to cultivate joy. So this is really a sort of a one way. And this is another teacher, Aurobindo. I don't know if you know Aurobindo in India, but he used to say, you don't need to, enlightenment can be achieved through difficulty, through hardship. But the journey doesn't have to be hard, doesn't have to be difficult. And so, ultimately, you can choose to have a more joyful path, even though with difficulty. And so I personally feel like gratitude is one way to do this, because, you know, as he says, in some ways, as you become grateful, you know, in some ways we're just survivors. We just try to support ourselves, but we always take for granted everything that is provided, provided to us to live our life in a way, you know? And that can be from anything to, you know, from simple, you know, the presence of nature, trees and water and the breathing. And so in a way, gratitude is trying to put a little more emphasis on what is given to us to allow us to live life fully. And so in a way, by being grateful and practicing being grateful on a daily basis or regularly, allow us to appreciate and to again put a greater mindful light onto whatever is given to us, you know, and rather than concentrating on our challenges and always being brought down by our challenges, to try to, you know, cultivate all the moment of what is given to us. Does that make sense? I feel like I'm giving a lecture. I'm sorry, but the difficulty is I'm trying to retrace. You know, I try to repeat, you know, his words, and I don't want to really never, you know, change what he's saying. But I can see how it resonates a lot.
I think that I'm a Buddhist, when I was little, like we had a before Tenma, it's like a tantra, the picture of the whole universe, and it had like hell here for suffering and the human world, and then the heaven and different kinds of heaven and stuff. Our mom, the teaching was, because in Buddhism, the ultimately the enlightenment is a goal, and to be enlightened, the best place to be is the human world here, not heaven. Because the heaven, everything is very comfortable. There is only one gender, so no gender issues, right? and then the children are born from a flower and that kind of stuff. And then because they live very long and they don't suffer from many different diseases or shortening of the morning or anything, that it's harder for them to have an insight or the need or further, you know, higher level of something. Bigger, and like I was little, but it kind of struck me that it, what I have is really wonderful, you know. And we had 100 kids in our class, and the children were sitting in the back, and the teacher was still teaching. And oh, this child doesn't look right, you know. Please look at, and the teacher comes. It's gonna be okay for me. Like, you know, that was like the environment, and I never thought that I was miserable or anything. You know, we never learned anything from the class, but it's so I think suffering is absolutely necessary for you to be a better human.
As long as you, you know, able to transform that the right way and
yes.
use that,
yes.
you know, rather than being pulled down by it, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. It's a big part of Thich Nhat Hanh when I saw him on a mindfulness day.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of like one of the big messages that I took away, just that like human suffering means that we're alive, so we should be grateful for it. And it's a point for us to kind of like recognize that everybody suffers. It's a unifying thing. So it's kind of a powerful thing that we all share. It kind of means that we're alive, so we should pay attention to.
And I think what is important as well, you know, is to change our relation to the suffering. And it is challenging, you know, and no matter how you know, Buddhist, we want to be, or mindful, we want to be, and trying to say, okay, you know, this is just an experience, you know, this is just a, you know, a, just an experience. You don't have to label it, you know, as bad or good. It's just an experience, a challenge, a difficulty. You don't have to, you know, but label it as this is the end of the world, I'm so miserable, you know. This is all labeling in some ways, but no matter how you do it, you know, it's sometimes difficult to, you know, like when I look at my son who is 2.5 years, this is how you should live your life every day. Mm-hmm. And how do you do to really be so, you know, that's kind of joyful freedom, really. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's for me the ultimate goal, no matter, you know, no matter what you have and what you go through in life, you know, and is to be able to still hold that genuine freedom from your experiences, because ultimately, you know, joy should be not related to anything in your life. You know, it's not like something has to give, you know, in a way it's kind of similar to what he was saying,
state of existence.
Yeah, he says that joy grows, you know, through gratitude, you know, you know, discovering that happiness, you know, can exist without a cause in a way. So you don't really have to look, you have to seek anything. And in a way, gratitude is very good for that. You know, if you've, and sometimes, you know, people that, you know, struggle with depression, for example, you know, it's very difficult because it's always there. And I think it's always, you know, maybe a good thing to try to tilt the balance, you know, and by putting the light and trying to nurture and culture, I think is really the notion of nurturing, you know, compassion allow you to nurture happy moments instead of, you know, seeing, you know, events like this as, okay, here they are and they're gone. You're just, you know, putting more emphasis, you know, like you tasted very nice cherry and you're very grateful about that. And then you just emphasize the joy that comes with it. And I think biologically it rewire things so that, you know, that joy can be more easily tapped into. So anyway, so I think, you know, in a lot of ways, gratitude and joy are, you know, very linked. And gratitude, if, you know, done constantly, repeatedly, can really, you know, provide a way to bring light, you know, and mindful light onto a moment of joy and emphasize this and cultivate that. So this is pretty much what, you know, Jack Kornfield, I was about to call him Jack personally, but, you know, invite us to do through this meditation. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to lead you through this. And so, you know, it's in two parts, actually three parts. You know, the first part is trying to take, you know, a very short moment and remember, you know, that what happens through our life, we try to, you know, as he says, you know, that we spend all our life supporting ourselves in some ways, you know, this has been always what we've done for our life. So it takes time, you know, try to think of all what you've done and, you know, to support yourself for your life, you know, for your, you know, at work, at, personally. And then after that, we go into, you know, being grateful of what life has brought you to support you. And eventually after that is about, you know, joy. So here it is. And it's a series of affirmation. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be repeating them maybe a couple of times and kind of let it sink. And I'm going to put a little bit of space in between. And you'll tell me how that works for you. Okay, very good. So I'm inviting everyone to sit straight and relax. Closing your eyes if you want. Taking long, deep breaths. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And continue to inhale deeply. Exhale. As you inhale, feel the energy, the coolness of the breath filling you in, awakening you. And as you exhale, just relax. Relax your body, any tension. And continue, long, deep breath. And every time you exhale, don't just physically relax, try to relax your mind, your thoughts, let go. Any tension, anything that worries you, and trying to be more present in the present moment. And try to go deeper within yourself. I'll just take a moment to reflect on how year after year you've cared for yourself, for your own life. I care for your own life at work, at home. Care of your thoughts, emotions, spiritual practice. Take some time to acknowledge everything that has helped you, support you. And I'm going to repeat a few sentences and let you reflect on them. With gratitude, I remember the people, animals, plants, insects, creatures of the sky and the sea, air and water, fire and earth, all whose joyful exertion blesses my life every day. With gratitude, I remember the people, animals, plants, insects, creatures of the sky and the sea, air and water, fire and earth, all whose joyful exertion blesses my life every day. With gratitude, I remember the care and labor of 1,000 generations of elders and ancestors who came before me. With gratitude, I remember the care and labor of 1,000 generations of elders and ancestors who came before me. I offer my gratitude for the safety and well-being I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the safety and well-being I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the blessing of this earth I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the blessing of this earth I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the measure of health I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the measure of health I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the family and friends I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the family and friends I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the community I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the community I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the teaching and lessons I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the teaching and lessons I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the life I have been given. I offer my gratitude for the life I have been given. Take a moment to continue if you have pretty specific affirmation of gratitude that you want to express for yourself. I continue to breathe. I try to think of someone in particular that you would like to, you know, you care about. It's easy to rejoice. Just feel the natural joy that you have for them, for their well-being, happiness and success. Now with each breath, wish them your grateful and heartfelt wishes. Offer them your grateful and heartfelt wishes. And I'm going to repeat a few affirmations you can use. May you be joyful. May your happiness increase. May you not be separated from great happiness. May your good fortune and the causes for your joy and happiness increase. You can take time to express your own affirmation of gratitude, wishes. You really feel some degree of natural gratitude for this person. You may want to do this for another person. Repeating the same similar affirmation. As your sense of gratitude joy open heart increases, you may want to continue to offer this to neutral people you had difficulty with, and even enemies, until you extend sympathetic joy and gratitude to all beings, everywhere, young and old. sit deeply with that sense of joyful gratitude and try to project that out, to send this out to all beings. Slowly bring yourself back to the breath. Taking a long and deep breath. And bring yourself back to the room. Whenever you're ready, you can slowly open your eyes. So this was taken from one of his books. It's called The Art of Forgiveness, Loving Kindness, and Peace. And actually, towards the end, I personally, you know, it's a lot of similarity with compassion meditation in a way. You know, it's naturally leads to that in this. You know. What I found a little strange is some of his wording, and I wonder if he's not translating like a classic, you know, traditional sutra meditation. That's maybe why some of those, I don't know what you, how you felt, but there are some of the words kind of a little strange the way they were expressed, but it's possible it may come from a traditions. Any thoughts? Not really. Okay. Very good. Very good. If you're interested, I can send you that, or at least the link for it. Just let me know. Very good. Okay. Well, have a nice evening, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming.
I like this meditation because you can do it in a very short time. When I feel my key, house key, like I try to open the door, and that's the time I feel this. It's a, I could have been homeless, right? So every time when I feel my key, then I'm really like, you know, the overwhelming joy of somewhere you can go, right? That's incredible. And the other thing is before you. So you lie down, and when you lie down, wow, you know, at least you have a place. You lie down, and I think those are the two times that I feel like, you know, the key thing is that I heard NPR that there was a story about a homeless guy, and every day, every time there is a rain, he hears his key. Now, you know, homeless. So, oh, and then when I heard that, you know, I never really thought about having a house, home, or somewhere to go is a bigger of a deal, and apparently it is.
I think it's important. I think the difficulty, you know, is to try to remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I could remember every single minute to be grateful, I think it would be really nice. But, you know, I think those, you know, things that allow you to remember, you know, having clues
mm-hmm.
like this, I think can be really, really useful. And if you can cultivate that as you, you know, as you practice, you know, it really can grow. And I know, you know, I know someone, for example, completely changed by practicing that every day, by doing this, you know, every night, at least remembering to do that every night. It eventually kind of permeates, you know, her life, and did that in a regular basis. And so, I mean, as like anything. And the good thing is you can practice this, you know, at every moment. You don't
yeah.
have to be
mm-hmm.
doing a formal sitting, you know. So anyway, very good.
Thank
Good
you.
Night, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.